Why is he broken already? We haven't even started, and he's broken.
Why did you laugh about it?
Why did you break him?
Because I've restarted the intro 4 times, and now it's just a joke. It's funny. It's funny. Yeah,
because honestly, I don't know if, like, because part of me thinks that we have been recording literally this entire time.
I can't. I'm not that methodical.
Okay.
Like, I am part. I am slightly methodical.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll say today I undid the, I took 2 Xbox One controllers, one white one and one black one, and I switched the backs to them. So whoever buys the white one will have a black back, and whoever buys the black one gets a white back. And I know that doesn't affect anything, but they'll always look and have miscolored controllers. And to me, that's very funny.
It is pretty funny.
That's how petty I am.
Honestly, like, the black back on the white controller looks awesome.
Yeah, but the white on the black.
Out of place.
It's like a black tuxedo with brown shoes.
That's
I was gonna say you should just mesh together the opening. So it's like, welcome to, and it's just like all three different ones.
I didn't keep all of them. No, we're recording now. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mr. I'm feeling about Mr. 44 right now after Mandy assaulted me verbally earlier. JD, if you're listening, I want you to swear to me that the only reason you say hi to me isn't because you want to look better by comparison. I need you to swear to me that that's not the reason. Because that's what Mandy said. It hurt my feelings.
Cold as ice.
Also here tonight is Jesse Kimball, who I am friends with.
Oh, hey.
Lindsay Wolfgang, who I am friends with.
Yay.
And then Mandy Kennedy. Mandy Kennedy.
I'm crying.
She's very proud.
I know
of herself.
You are.
She is so proud of herself.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
I never dish anything towards Shannon, so.
You're the first name on the suicide note, for the record.
You've earned a special
place. You've earned a special place on the note.
Okay.
When I tag you in the Life Leak video, well, I guess I won't be able to. Jesse, tag her in the Life Leak video.
It's done. You got it, buddy.
All right.
So what if I put in my will to not tag me in his video?
I think you're going to die a lot
longer. And
then longer.
I die with him.
A lot longer.
Oh, I see.
Just go down with him.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
So speaking, all right.
I won't, but.
That reminds me of something. Okay. So we'll start off tonight's show with a not funny story that's funny, but it's not funny.
Before you do that, can I ask why half our cast is wearing sunglasses inside?
At night.
Mandy and I,
for
the
record.
I wear
my sunglasses at night.
Yeah. I just, I don't want to show the tears in my eyes from her hurtful words. So this is like
I had my sunglasses on first too.
This is like when Lindsay said I had a little dick. That's how bad it hurts.
To be fair, I didn't say that.
You didn't. That was just implied. It was the implication. So
we look good in sunglasses, Lindsay. Stop.
Apparently I don't look good in
anything. Jesse's the one out of the loop. He doesn't have any glasses on.
That's true. I got nothing on my face. I got a 20/20 vision.
You know what I have on my face other than these glasses?
What's that?
Pain.
Is it pain flavored?
It's pain flavored. So here's a story for you guys before we get to the meat and potatoes of the show, which is to make Jesse feel good about himself.
Boy, does he need it.
Did you, hey, Kev, did you hear about this? That's my Jay Leno, by the way.
Oh, it sounds really, really similar to your, never mind, I'm not gonna mention him on live. I was gonna say it sounds very similar to a regular customer that we frequently,
I'm kinda curious about this one. You lean away from the mic real quick and you mouth it. Yeah, I didn't get that one, but that's
fine.
Was it Calvin Taylor?
I wasn't going to say his name on the air, but yes.
He ain't listening.
No, that doesn't matter if he's not listening. Like,
is this Podzilla 1985?
Oh,
hey,
no.
This is Calvin Taylor. Now, I tried to listen to your podcast while I was laying underground because I wanted to die because I hate my kids and I can't get a good reception for the show.
Local
like
jokes
you
get
sound
local listeners.
Like the water boy.
Oh, no, Bobby Calvin Fisher. Taylor is he's an interesting fella.
Special guy.
Aren't you having a story?
Yeah. So there's a YouTube couple that decided that they do stunts on YouTube, right? And apparently they have a channel, or at least two of them had a channel. One of them still has it. And she doesn't have it for long because she's going to jail. Because what happened is they decided to do a stunt where he would hold a book against his chest and she would fire a handgun at almost point blank range and the book would stop the bullet.
No, it doesn't work that way.
She tweeted out the day it happened, gonna try something new tonight. Boyfriend wants to try it. His idea, not mine, with the scared face. And what happens is she shot him. The bullet went through the book and killed him from one bullet to the chest.
Obviously.
So for all you YouTubers out there who are thinking of using the YouTube, don't.
What? I just.
Worst part about it.
I think a book.
Worst part about it, though, couldn't get any ad revenue on it. Deemed inappropriate.
Yeah.
And she was arrested for manslaughter. So she's going to jail.
Why would you think a book could stop that?
People are dumb.
A thick enough book can stop a small enough bullet.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
From point blank?
Yeah.
Jesse, do you know what kind of gun it was?
I'm going to guess it wasn't a 22.
50 caliber.
Oh. Oh, you're going to need a real thick book to stop that bullet.
You're going to need the director's cut of the Bible.
With a piece of concrete in it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't.
Like if it ricocheted back and hit. No. Because
my, like what I have is like in my head, the guy in his mind thought that he was going to have this big, like heavy hardcover, like
dictionary?
Book. But like all the books they had in their apartment.
The phone book.
Were like cheesy romance novels. Like those little
with
like.
Fabio on the cover.
It was my mom's book collection.
And my mom's.
It was a Mad Libs book. It was the Far Side collection. That's a deep cut.
So yeah, that's what's in my head. Do we have any idea what kind of book that he thought was going to stop a 50 cal?
No, I don't think that was listed. All I know is there's a 50 cal pistol. Is that a pistol?
It can be. Desert Eagle is a 50 caliber pistol.
Yeah. Which, like, you got money to buy Desert Eagles. You got money to buy better books.
And a vest? Why would you not get, like, a vest to put under that?
Whose
just
phone
to
was
make
that?
Sure.
It wasn't mine because I'm not on vibrate.
Since we all have the same phone, that was probably me. Let's
Galaxy
see what
S8 Squad.
Hells yeah.
That's right.
Little nitwit, where you at? Anyway, hold on, put my phone in my pocket here. Yeah. So, he's dead and she's going to jail. And, you know, it's not funny. I'm not trying to make fun of the fact that the dude died because that's not cool.
It's still a really stupid move.
It's Darwin. It's the Darwin Award.
Uh huh.
I'm afraid of dying. I have a terrible fear of dying. What I don't do is I don't, escalate that into situations where I could die easily.
Yep.
Like having someone shoot me in the chest.
Yep.
Yeah, because I mean, a thick enough book will stop a 22 pretty easily, depending on the kind of round and, like I said, how thick of the book is. But I don't know of many books that are going to stop. Like, well, it depends on the round, I guess. Certain, like, really thick books could stop, like, a hollow point.
Yeah.
50 caliber rounds, because they're not really meant to pierce anyway.
Yeah.
Just kind of break apart as they go in. But even then, I don't know if that's. Someone that knows more about guns than I do is going to have to clarify for me.
Mike Branham, if you're listening, and I know you're not. Because we know you like guns. Tanner.
Yeah, Tanner's got this subject on lock.
Yeah,
he
Big
can help
T,
us out.
Let us know what the deal is there. But yeah, just a sad story. And imagine being her and shooting your boyfriend in the chest with this pistol and him
I
just dropping.
I wouldn't have done it.
Mm-mm. We'd been like, no, you're being dumb. We ain't doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, Lindsay tried to talk us out of doing dumb things. Never quite that dumb. You know, throwing the artillery shells at the 4th of July. That was a lot of fun.
I just didn't want to take anyone to the hospital.
And you never did.
I know. I'm very proud of you guys for not making me take you to the hospital.
I've only been to the ER
and
one time.
And you've done some stupid crap on the 4th of July.
And
that's for sure.
And it was pointless. Pointless ER visit is pointless. But, you know, they cared about me and I can't fault them for that.
There you go.
If someone had cared about this couple enough, maybe she wouldn't have shot him in the chest with a 50 caliber pistol.
Maybe they were thinking this is going to be their big YouTube break.
That's what they thought. They thought because they do stunts and they do stunts. They're like, let's do it. Oh, this is going to be great.
So,
and it said they even tried it beforehand off camera and it worked.
What?
Just with a different, they realized that they needed another book and they didn't have one that thick.
Yeah, they already shot the one. Or maybe they shot the same book. It went through the same hole and pierced the guy. And either way, he's dead.
Did they, like, when they tweeted it, did they say what they were going to do and have people tell them no or anything?
No,
like
they just
that?
Said, okay. Crazy stunt coming. Stay tuned for this one. And, man, this is just a sign of the times of what it takes to be a celebrity. You do something really stupid.
Maybe back that doesn't really make them a celebrity. Like, we've had.
I mean, there are 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
That's what it is. 15 minutes of fame.
And if that stunt had been successful. Then, or if they, you know, managed to act it pretty well and got viral, then maybe they could have, you know, kept doing their videos and they would have made a substantial amount of money, conceivably, because you can make a silly amount of money on YouTube.
I feel like that might still get you in trouble, even if he lived like, you just shot a gun at somebody, though.
Yeah, but I guess he would have been alive, too.
I mean, he would have pressed charges.
Yeah.
I don't.
The whole YouTube celebrity thing really bothers me. I don't, maybe I'm a prude, I'm old fashioned, but I don't like that you can get famous just for hurting yourself. And
yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't get the YouTube fame thing. I just don't. We do this podcast. We have our listener base. Thank you guys for listening, by the way.
True that.
We don't do anything stupid on the show. I mean, we do, but it's all verbal.
Yeah, I was about to say, we don't do anything stupid on the show.
We just say stupid things on the show.
Really stupid things sometimes.
Yeah, we don't go out of our way to hurt ourselves. Speaking of saying stupid things. I got a couple things planned tonight, by the way. So,
boy,
yeah,
you planned this week.
Well, a couple of things happened that I want to talk about.
Okay, I've been under a rock. Please inform me.
Let's shift to Donald Trump
again.
Jesse Yay. Knows where I'm going with this.
Maybe he actually had a couple of things this week.
Well, the thing that upset me most, if you've been listening to the show and you know anything about me, you know that I am a really big fan of Morning Joe,
yeah,
with Joe Scarborough and Mia Brzezinski. Well, today during Morning Joe, Donald Trump, for whatever reason, decided to tweet out about them and said, I'm trying to find exactly what he said here, but basically said that Joe and Mika were at the Mar-a-Lago resort around New Year's trying, oh, here it is. He tweeted out this during the show. I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me, and in parentheses, don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika, along with Psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. This is the president of the United States attacking a woman for the way she looks on Twitter.
I'm surprised that you're shocked. Like, he is that petty. Nothing
that
about
just
that.
Doesn't
make
any damn sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense for Donald Trump. This is part of the course.
And Trump heard he was being insulted, so he went on the attack because he is that petty.
Just like he retweets Fox and Friends all the time because they always kiss his ass.
Yeah.
You know?
He retweets anybody that kisses his ass.
You're so confused. Why would elect somebody that would rather take time to try and defend themselves on Twitter than try and fix problems? Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Do you know what one of the highest rated shows of the 2000s and 1990s were?
What's
Jesse,
that?
Do you know?
No.
It's pretty easy. Huh?
The Apprentice?
No.
No.
Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah. Trash.
Kids love squalor.
Trash.
Kids love squalor. We now have a squalor president. And I'm sure the people that support Donald Trump read stuff like that and just hoot and holler.
Probably.
Because he says what he thinks. Like a fucking retarded child.
He has no sense of tact and he has no sense of... No, I'm not going to keep going.
I don't really have anything to say about this other than the sheer shock of it. Now, I will say this. Mika Brzezinski tweeted out something, didn't tag anybody in it, but it was the back of a Cheerios box with, and it says made for little hands with the kids' hands on it. Now, that's clever.
That is clever.
But yeah,
that's clever.
Donald Trump, trash bird. And yet, still, I know people that support him. We're not going to beat a dead horse, but Jesus Christ. At what point do you start to think that Donald Trump might not be presidential material?
Well, apparently even the GOP is starting to get really upset with his illiteracy concerning healthcare.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell's in a corner right now. And for a box turtle, that can be dangerous. Thank you.
That was, I like that.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that joke. But anyway, no, it's bad. It's real bad.
Yeah. They pulled the vote. They're supposed to vote this week on the healthcare plan. And knowing they would not have enough votes because there's enough GOP senators that said they won't support it.
Openly said they're not going to support it. Yeah.
Good.
That they pulled it. They're going to tweak it again for the third or fourth time and then try again after the 4th of July. So even though they're still doing it in secret, they cannot get enough support for this horrible, horrible, horrible health care plan that the CBO said 22 million more Americans would be uninsured by 2020, I think, or 2026, something like that. Point is, it's a bad deal, and especially bad for women. But clearly, when you have a president that tweets out about a woman's looks as an insult, you have a president that doesn't give a shit about women. And then when you see so many women holding up signs supporting him, it makes you wonder,
they're
man.
They're stupid.
All right, and then to pivot a little bit away from Trump, did you see the NRA ad?
No, I've heard about it, and I've not watched it yet. No, I wish
Ooh.
I had. Is it bad?
Oh.
What'd you say? It was basically, because I saw it in the group chat, it was basically...
I mean, it was warmongering.
Yeah.
Like, it was terrible. The entire video was talking about, it was a very us versus them video. It was talking about how the only way to stop all of these protests and all of this violence and all this craziness, showing just bad image after bad image after bad image of the protests and riots that have occurred since Trump became president.
Yeah.
And it was talking about, Black Lives Matter and everything else. And it was talking about the only way to stop, the only answer for this is violence, effectively.
I love that the only answer to Black Lives Matter is violence against black people.
So the NRA, also, interestingly, still has not talked about Philando Castile. You know, the legal gun owner that had a permit.
Who was murdered by the police.
For having a gun that he was, you know, legally entitled to own.
Which the police officer found not guilty of all charges. There was no wrongdoing.
Oh, what a surprise.
They then paid out $3.5 million to Castile's family.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything wrong, but here's some shut the fuck up money. So don't have any more babies. Is basically what they're saying.
Yep, that's that happened. And yeah, like I said, NRA puts out this horrible, like, I mean, it was straight up war propaganda. It was awful. And a lot of people were commenting on it, and I wholeheartedly agree. Like, if a, like, modern day Black Panther group, or if Black Lives Matter were to come out with a video like this, just the National Guard would have been just immediately enacted. It would have been awful. But the NRA gets to do this, and, you know, their supporters are going to agree. They're going to go out and buy more guns, more ammo.
You just made the list. Your list?
Man, I'll tell you, the NRA loves when Democrats are in power.
Oh, yeah. Because they can just fearmonger and fearmonger and fearmonger.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have a Republican in power and Republicans are in power.
They got to look at their sources.
Well, not only that, what's really frustrating about this is that with Republicans in power, there is no excuse for them not to do what they want to do and get stuff done. And they still can't. Like this healthcare reform, can't get it put through. Even with Republicans in control, they can't get it through because it's that bad.
Yeah. And it's have no idea what they're doing.
And then you got a president who spends more time tweeting about people mm-hmm. that upset him than doing his job.
Trump really only knows, like, and everybody talked about how great of a businessman he was and everything else. Trump only knows how to rip people off and get away with it.
Which he's currently doing well.
Yeah.
Very well.
But he hasn't been able to enact all of his ripoff plans.
I saw this the other day. I don't know if it was, I think it was on MSNBC, which, if you can trust it, if you can trust the fake news of, I think it's either 146 or 156 days that Trump's been in office. He has spent 46 days at a Trump estate instead of the White House. Almost one third of the time as president, he has spent at his own properties instead of the White House doing business.
Which costs the taxpayers ridiculous amounts of money.
It does.
Be like working your butt off to be president and wanting to make the changes that you want to be president.
Well, no,
he just wanted the attention.
Yeah, he's in office now. What else does he need? And we'll sit here and yell until our faces are red and nothing will get done until people start standing up to him. And every time he does something new and something stupid, you think, and all of the Republicans come out against him, you think this is the time. But it never is. Even this thing today with Mia Brzezinski, there were a bunch of replies to this. Like, I've got a couple here. Lindsey Graham, the sweet Southerner. You know Lindsey Graham, sweet boy. He wrote on Twitter, "Mr. President, your tweet was beneath the office and represents what is wrong with American politics, not the greatness of America." Well, yes. But what are you going to do about it?
I mean, honestly, there's not much the American people can do right now.
No, the Republicans have to do it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like all these Republicans that are coming out and saying, "Oh, this is terrible. That's terrible." They're not. They're saying it's terrible and they don't back it up. It's like whenever I tried to defend John McCain a while back, and I don't even remember what it was about because he came out against Trump's policy and Asa said, "Well, yeah, he comes out against it, but then he votes down the party line."
Yeah.
That still happens.
Yeah.
You can't criticize the guy and then, you know,
you're being like a hypocrite, pretty much.
You're a
much.
Hypocrite. And yeah. They get away with it, too. They do it just enough to keep their constituents happy, yeah. while at the same time supporting the president because he's in power.
And it was even the same thing with, like, Betsy DeVos.
Yeah.
There were two Republicans that voted against Betsy DeVos, and a lot of people were praising them. But the ridiculous thing is either of those Republicans could have kept her out, like, in committee. They could have refused her before it ever got to the floor. But they didn't have to, but they had to pass her. They didn't have to vote yes on the floor, so everybody thinks they're heroes. Yeah, no, it's...
Need to stage a coup d'etat.
No.
No.
Careful saying things like that. You can't say stuff like that these days. Because Johnny Depp is on the Secret Service's watch list. Because did you hear about this?
No.
So Johnny Depp, he's at a foreign film festival. And he talked about inviting President Trump to the film festival and then asked the crowd, jokingly, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
Oh!
Uh-oh.
He is now on the list.
Oh, you definitely can't say that. Oh,
well, he's Johnny Depp.
Oh, Johnny. Yeah, okay. I'm not like famous to be able to pull anything off like that.
Do you know the last time an actor assassinated a president? Yes, you do. Come on.
Was it?
Oh, come on.
Lincoln?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oswald?
John Wilkes Booth.
Or Wilkes
Did you say
Booth?
Oswald?
That's the guy that killed Kennedy. Sorry.
Yes.
Lee Oswald? Yeah.
Yeah,
Lee
Harvey Oswald.
I was backtracking.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that. Oh, no, no.
Yeah. Wilkes
It's
Booth.
Always a three-person name. John Wilkes Booth killed Lincoln. Lee Harvey Oswald killed Oswald. Killed Kennedy. Who killed Dr. Martin Luther King?
That I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I just took a history quiz the other day online,
Who killed Martin Luther King?
But that wasn't him.
I don't remember.
It was the smoking man from the X-Files.
No.
In the one episode it was.
In one
musings
episode.
Musings of a smoking man. Watch it. It's a great episode. Just so you guys know out there, I know what you're thinking right now. Oh, here they go again, bashing Trump. Another Trump bashing. Look at these liberals bashing Trump. One, you're wrong. He's a fucking joke. If you want to defend him, that's fine. You're a joke too. That's fine. You want to be a joke? Lots of people make a lot of money on being jokes. You know? Carrot Top told some jokes.
Yeah, he had some props.
He had some props. You could maybe do props one day about how Trump is just giving you and you're lapping it up. He's peeing all over you. Or you're peeing on him. I don't remember how it works.
James Earl Ray.
James Earl Ray, yeah.
To assassinate.
It's another three-person name. That's what I was getting
Thank
at.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was curious. Like, and you didn't say it. I was like, okay.
I know, right? I was like, okay.
Because at one point in my life, I knew that, but.
I sometimes get them mixed up. I'll think like Lee Harvey Ray or something like that. I would know them, but because they're all three names, I get them confused. But I'm getting to a point here is that if you think that we're just here to make fun of Donald Trump because we're not fair, I do have one other beef that I want to talk about before we talk about fun things. CNN. I love CNN. I watch CNN. CNN posted a story, I think it was last week or this week, about a Russian bank that is linked to an ally of President Trump. And I always hesitate to say President Trump. That feels wrong. And it's under Senate investigation, right? Mm. The story's not true. They posted it without being true. They had to retract the story. I think two or three people resigned over this debacle. Because now Donald Trump is having a fucking field day about fake news. Because they finally posted something that was proven to be fake. And they ran the story without either checking their facts or they made up their facts. And I say make up their facts because not long afterwards, a right-wing activist, James O'Keefe, and he has a website. I don't know the website. I don't care. But he secretly filmed a CNN producer saying that their Trump-Russia coverage is bullshit and they do it for ratings. A CNN producer said that. Now that's all over the internet. So now Donald Trump is all over the place talking about fake news. The kitchen wench that they have at the podium, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she was talking about how, and she is, she's just a ragdoll. She's whatever they need her to be. What's a really derogatory term for her? I don't know. You think it up. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get in trouble with women. She's a terrible person. Oh, they don't care. They're just as mad about it as I am. But yeah, she went on this rant about news being fake. Donald Trump is defending himself. You see what he has put up with. One story happens, and now Donald Trump is proven right in his argument that the news is fake. And I'm really pissed off. It doesn't matter because they don't listen, but CNN for running this. This is the, remember all those years I've been doing the show and Blogzilla, and I said I don't trust mainstream media because they pander for ratings. This is exactly what I was talking about. This is exactly what I was talking about. And now Donald Trump might get away with things he actually does because these guys decided to do this for ratings and they fucked everything up and gave just a media black eye. Journalism has a black eye right now. And we're trying to defend ourselves all the time against people like Donald Trump and the Republican Party because they keep criticizing us. And now we're giving them ammunition to criticize us. And it's ridiculous.
You know, I wonder if that isn't a coincidence. Like, I wonder if the Trump administration paid off a few CNN reporters to pass along that story.
All I can say is if there is a journalist out there that sells out his credibility, then I don't know a bad enough thing to say.
Would any of that surprise you? Like a journal?
Me, yes, because I like to think that journalism is like the free press is like the last bastion of a free country. You know, it's the free press to criticize whoever does things wrong. So you can be unbiased and you can criticize and show people what they've done wrong. To sell out that, I mean, where are we going as a country when even your press is viable? And I know it is. We've all seen it before.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Sad. Like, if Donald Trump showed up here at Gaming Grounds and said, here's $5 million, you're all now Republicans. Aye, aye, Captain.
I would not do it.
No.
For $5 million?
I would not do it. I wouldn't do it. And this is going to be the one time that you're going to say, no, you're lying just to sound important. I really would not do it because it's Donald Trump.
I completely agree.
If John 100%. McCain did it.
Yeah, then I might.
Then I'd do it. Not my Trump.
Not Trump.
No, I would not sell out my morals for money. I'd want to. Really bad.
I mean, importantly, I did say Trump just said we're Republicans. Yeah, I'd switch parties for $5 million.
Yeah, you could be a Republican and have sense. We know quite a few Republicans who have common sense. It's the ones that support this nonsense. But CNN, you fucked it up for everybody. You know, now they're not even doing video press briefings at the White House.
At the White House, they blocked out a while back.
They don't do video press briefings.
Yeah,
they don't
allow recorders.
They don't allow audio anymore either. Yeah. They literally have a guy sketching these things for CNN because it's the only way they can report it.
Yep.
That way, if they say something stupid, it's not on video or audio for them to use against them
later. They don't have proof against the White House.
Yeah. And before this week, you could say that's ridiculous. You can't do that to the media because you don't like what they have to say. Then something comes out about CNN faking a story for ratings, and the people that support Donald Trump go, that's exactly why they do it. And now you got fucking ammunition to use against those people.
Well, see, the problem is, like, I feel like those two things are mostly unrelated because before they would have, you know, audio and video proof of what the White House had to say. And yeah, like the big argument there was that they were taking things out of context. They kept saying, like, the White House, like Spicer all the time was talking about how, well, that was taken out of context. That was taken out of context. No, it wasn't. There's no good context for it. Like, yeah, no, the sentences before and after may not have been there, but that didn't change the message.
Well, they're getting rid of Spicy now anyway.
They are.
They find a new spot for him. They're going to have a new, probably Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the daughter of Mike Huckabee. If you know who Mike Huckabee is, that's another story. But yeah, so take anything away from this week is that CNN fucked up. The whole Trump-Russia thing, even if it's real, will never have the credibility it needs thanks to this CNN jackass saying that on the air.
I mean, the NSA...
And Donald Trump is still the douchebag.
The NSA and
the
NRA
is terrorists.
Do what?
Yeah, and the NRA are a bunch of terrorists.
Yes. I mean, the
Come
FBI...
Come at me, NRA. What do you have? Gun? Oh.
The NSA and the FBI are unconcerned with what the media has to say, and they're the ones that are really going to have...
Oh, I know, but it's still... It's a public forum. It's a battle of publicity. If the people support Trump, the only way, I mean, you have to convince them not to support Trump. You have to convince the people that Trump is bad. And when something like this happens, it just reinforces what they already want to believe. We've talked about it on the show before. People surround themselves with other people that reinforce their beliefs. And if we can't convince these people that they're wrong, especially now that this stuff's come out, you know, it's an uphill battle. And people like Trump are going to keep.
I mean, I'm not arguing that point with you, but I think if the FBI or the CIA comes back with concrete evidence enough to impeach Trump, it's not going to matter what the people think.
It won't, but you know there will still be people that support him.
Oh, absolutely. There will be people that talk about how this is a giant conspiracy and all this other stuff, but I feel like most people will be sensible enough to think like, oh, no, they actually had something.
But that's if they find something.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, assuming they don't find something... I always thought Trump was going to go down as just the biggest joke in presidential history, that history would look back on him and go, yeah, that was a mistake. Mm-hmm. And it might still, but at this point, they're going to look back and depending on who writes the history books, they could say there was that the Hollywood elite, the liberals, they didn't want Trump in. Trump is the man of the people and they don't have any proof otherwise yet. Yet.
We'll have to see how it goes.
Hap. That's all you can say is hap.
Uh-huh.
I think that's all of the negative things.
Woo!
I don't think I have anything else negative. Does anybody else have anything negative they want to... Because I still have my soapbox, if anyone wants to stand on it. Anybody want to stand on my soapbox?
I've been dealing with enough boxes today.
Did you run over another one?
He's laughing through the pain, folks.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, I got something fun, something happy.
Yeah.
For Jesse.
Yeah.
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 So I posted on Facebook. I had this idea last week, and I didn't get to do it because I forgot. But this week I said, hey, I watch a lot of creepy text theater, and I advise you to watch it as well.
It's funny.
ETC News. A lot of the guys from Funhouse are on there, from what I've been told. And it's a funny thing where they read real texts between men and women, and it's often hilarious. It's not funny, but it is. You know,
it's funny because it's not happening to you.
Yeah. It's funny because it's ridiculous, but yeah.
Also how the people are actually reading them.
Yeah, because they read it very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny. So I said, you know, hey, I want you guys to send me your messages. Send them to me personally. So that way Jesse can't see them. And send me your pickup lines for Jesse. I'll read them to him on the air. It'll be a good time. And I expected a couple. I got a bunch. And these ain't even all of them. Some of them I did not pick because some of them were either not, I didn't think were funny, or maybe some people sent me the same one a couple times. So maybe they're looking these things up because they're not creative. I don't know. You know, maybe they're green because green is not a creative color.
I like the color green.
That's Jesse's favorite color.
That is my favorite color.
You can say it, but it's still not a creative color.
Can you tell that to Kermit? How do you define a creative color?
Because it's not easy being green, boy.
Boy. So, I'm not gonna name. And by the way, it's a video. Have you never seen "Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared"?
Mm-mm. You showed me it. It was weird.
It's a weird like children's thing that gets really creepy at the end. I advise you to look it up. It's a good time. Anyway,
all right. You
guys sent me all these messages, pickup lines for Jesse Kimmel. I'm gonna read them to his face.
So you're saying we should stare at Jesse while you read these?
Yes.
This is going to be uncomfortable.
I'm not going to say who sent them. That way there's no awkward situations where someone who might want to get in Jesse's pants and knows him, you know.
I assume all of these people know me.
Yes. Yes. And I'm not going to say who said what, but I will say that Nikki Lane is a lucky woman. Because Austin Lane, whew, you charmer.
He's smooth.
All right. So, Jesse, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you want Mandy or Lindsay to read them to you? That way it's a little bit creepier.
I don't know if that'll make it any creepier.
I don't know if I can not
I imagine more than most
stuff.
I was going to say, I imagine more than most of these are males anyway.
No. Surprising number of females.
We can switch on and off.
We'll switch on and off?
Yeah.
Maybe take turns? All right. Here, I'm going to give
Should
you my,
I just slide?
I'm going to give you my phone. Okay. And you can read them from there.
Slide all over, but okay.
Yeah, but then it gets weird with the mic and stuff.
Well, I
you know?
Have mine too, so it's fine.
Yeah, the sliding, you know, all the sliding. You guys.
He doesn't want to get close to you, Mandy. You offended him. I'm sorry.
Seriously, you want to get close to me so you can tell me how unattractive I am again?
I did not say those words. You said you weren't attractive as JD.
Who is? All right, I'll tell you what.
Mandy
we'll just,
almost had a spit take.
We'll just go down the list. I'll say one, then you say one. Okay. I'll start.
I don't think Mandy's gonna be able to do it. She's already broken.
All right, Jesse, ready?
Oh no, not now.
We'll start easy. All right.
All right.
Do you like wrestling? Because I'll help you wrestle out of them clothes. Start off easy. All right, Mandy.
All right. I don't know if I can look at you while reading this. Right. Baby, I'm like a firefighter. I find them hot and leave them wet. Am I reading the second half of that one?
I'll do the next one. Yeah, okay. I put spaces in between them.
Okay.
Jesse, if you were a squirrel, would you help me bust a nut?
Can you help me with my science project? I need to know how to get your anus.
Oh, God.
And what this one lacks in creativity, it just makes up for in... forwardness.
I'm glad you're reading the next one.
Your smile is almost as big, sweet, and lovely as my penis.
They really went full creepy text theater on these, didn't they?
Are you a flappy bird? Because I'd tap you all night.
That one's delightful.
Sexually. I think they might have actually stolen this one from creepy text theater.
I was just thinking that.
Did you get those pants on sale at 50% off? Because they would be 100% off at my place. This is my favorite one. Mandy, go ahead.
I hear you're a Colts fan. ... How do you feel about someone who likes the Bears?
That was from a gay person.
Oh. Oh.
That's all you need to know. This one
that
I
was actually ridiculously clever.
I like that one a lot. This one I have to do a motion with it. It's the wipe off face because I'm just clearing you off a place to sit. I want your ass in my face is what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Yeah, that one, I think they got that one from there, too. The next one's really good.
Oh, I guess I have to do the action, too.
Yeah. Then you have to say to the crowd what you just did.
I had to lick my finger and then touch my shirt and Jesse's shirt and then say, let's go get out of these wet clothes.
Jesse, are your knees dirty? Because I don't want to get my floor dirty.
Did you just touch my ass? Exclamation question mark, exclamation question mark. Want to?
I miss my teddy bear. Would you sleep with me? Jesus Christ.
This one might take a second.
Do you live on a farm? Question mark. Because you know how to raise a cock. So good.
This was just mean, but maybe this one was from Mandy to me. You look like trash. May I take you out?
That's just like the perfect like negging right there. Like I now feel the need to let you take me out because I feel so down about myself.
Did you fall from heaven? Because you have some great tits.
I think that was also from Creepy Text Theater.
And that one, I think they didn't understand who I was saying that about. I'm pretty sure they thought I meant a girl because this person actually messaged and said, hey, I need a creepy pickup line. So
I made sure to stare
because this is when
tits.
I was afraid no one was going to reply. And I'm like, I don't want to burn Jesse out. So I messaged this person. I'm like, hey, can you give me a creepy pickup line? And I didn't know there was going to be 50 of them. So
they're all good, though.
All right. This one, I don't know if it's funny or just offensive. Is your father retarded? Because, baby, you are special.
Wow.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
I like how I have to read the next one.
Yeah, no, that one's yours.
Okay. You know how they say skin is the largest organ of the body? Organ of the body? Not in my case. Wink. There was no wink, but I added the wink. It felt like it was needed.
It's like you're a fossil sample, and I'm an impatient paleontologist. Because I want to date you so badly.
Oh, that's really clever. I like that.
I really love that deep voice of yours. I'd be honored to love you like a woman as long as you turn around and ask for more like only a man could. Winky face.
Oh, that's just downright sexual. My face is... This is the one Cody helped with. My face is leaving in 5 minutes. Have a seat.
All right. I hear you like Fire Emblem, so maybe you'd like someone to fire on your emblem.
Huh.
And Dalton said this one. Hey Jesse, what else that mouth do? Complain. This is the answer. Hold on, I got a couple more here. Let's see. Where is it? Jesus Christ. Are you from Tennessee? Because I want to shove my cock so far down your throat you think country music sounds enjoyable. I was told to do that in a creepy nerd voice. So I tried my hardest. And then one more that I thought was funny. Jeez, and people are actually still replying to it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I saw that one. It's pretty long.
Are you my appendix? Because I don't really know what you do, but the feeling you're giving me in my stomach makes me want to take you out. And what's the newest one that just popped up? Did you know you can make a decent living selling hot dogs? Because you sure know how to make a wiener stand. Yeah. Was there another one? I don't know how to do that one. You do that one. You have to touch him, though, to make this work.
Let me hang on.
Let you hang on. It involves pirates.
Okay.
Now, that's not as dirty as it sounds.
Okay, well, then I have to use his mic, though.
Okay, use his mic.
Because I have to get up to do the action.
What is happening?
Okay. If you were a pirate, would you put your parrot on this shoulder? Or this shoulder.
Ooh.
As I go for the sneak around the arm.
The sneak arm.
Well.
So, and like I said, I'm not going to read all of these. I'm still getting more sent to me. We don't have enough time, but Jesse, you are well loved. I hope you feel better since Mandy made me feel so much worse. No love for Shannon, of course.
Well, you didn't ask for any love.
I couldn't ask for my own. You have to volunteer it. Because if I ask for it, then you don't actually love me. I need my phone back, though.
I gave it to you.
You had it in your hand just like not 3 seconds
wow,
ago.
Wow, it is in my pocket. How'd you do that?
You were literally looking at it, and I saw you put it in your pocket.
Well, I saw her put her phone in her lap, and I'm like, oh, no, she saw it's my phone. Forgetting that we have the exact same phone.
No, you have the 8+. Yeah.
I got the 8+.
She also has a case on hers. You're still running raw.
I wanted to say something else mean, but I didn't.
What was it?
Did you get that plus to make up for other things you lack in?
Oh, no. Size? No, I'm already plus size. There. Happy?
God damn it, Shannon. No.
I am the official voice of Cape Championship Wrestling. You will treat me with respect.
I'm the camera girl. You can't have no voice without my filming.
I don't know. I hear Zach will do it for free.
I hear Zach can do a lot of things for free. Damn it. That's why we shouldn't war. We have such similar minds.
I know, right?
All right. So was that as bad as you thought it was going to be?
No, it was not.
I wish I had a week.
I don't think he turned like red though. We need to get some that make him red.
I should go harder next time. I should ask for just the worst things you can think
of. It takes a whole lot to embarrass me. No, my real fear with this is that no one would respond.
Yeah.
that was what I was thinking was going to happen.
I think my face turned red reading some of that.
It did.
Oh, and actually, now that you reminded me of that, so I was going to end this because we're all laughing and having fun, but I wanted to end this with something someone sent me. I'm not going to name names.
Is it bad to ruin our fun time?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it anyway because we're laughing about it. But you know what? When it's not funny is when it's legitimately sent to somebody, stuff like that.
Oh, pick up line?
Yeah,
pick
and up. I have a couple of texts someone sent me. Again, I'm not going to name names, but these are real texts that she got where, and I don't know how much of this I can read without people guessing who it might be, but I'm going
to
go ahead.
Like someone sent them to her?
Yeah, and okay. She sent them to me to read to Jesse.
I got you.
And told me to change
names or something.
Change the name to fit it better, but I think it would be more impactful if I just read them of what she has to suffer.
You can put my name in there then. So it's
well, no, the name's not on there. It's just a profession.
Oh,
you know. All right, I'm gonna not say the profession. It's the blank, the cutest blank there ever was. Can't be mimics competition to begin with, but you're in the clear regardless, whatever that means. She replied, "Thanks," casually dropping that I'm seeing someone. Lol. No, I'm just saying I imagine the field wouldn't be made up of many lookers. Lol. Doesn't seem to come off as a sexy profession. That one's not so bad. Well, it's still bad.
Yeah, it's
still
bad.
And then the next one's the one that got me in this very real, painful conversation that goes, what do you want me to say? There's nothing you can do to make it better. Nothing. This is the girl. This is the guy. I don't expect you to say anything to the girl. Then just fuck off. All you're doing is fucking with my day in an attempt to make yourself feel less guilty. His reply, I'm not. I really am sorry. A little bit later reply, would good head help?
Oh no! So
it's funny when we talk about it in such an outlandish way, but it's not funny to actually do that to somebody, to treat them that way. So yeah. If you treat people that way, please don't. I'm not gonna cuss you out and call you a piece of shit that you are. I'm just gonna ask that you not do that. Maybe have a little bit more respect for people. I'm not gonna just say women. It happens more to women than men, absolutely, but it happens to everybody. So again, try not to be such a douchebag and just let people be. Would you agree with that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mandy, have you ever gotten texts like that?
No.
Mandy hasn't really done much of the online dating stuff, though.
No, I haven't. The worst I got was when I played Call of Duty on the 360.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, yo, you're a girl? And all of those great comments.
Are you a girl or are you a teenage boy?
To be fair, with Call of Duty, it could go either way. Look at little James that comes in here.
Yeah, but then if like they find out you're a girl, and my gamer tag was Mandy May K. But they're like, oh, do you have big tits? Are you fat? Would you suck my dick? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would be playing like with Mandy and then I would hear people start asking shit like that. And then she would tell, like, she would just tell me like, God damn it. Got new messages. And then like a lot of the messages would be just as simple as boobs.
Jesus Christ. And oh my God.
How the fuck thirsty are you?
And what the, like, does that ever fucking work? I would love to talk to a girl. If you're a girl listening to this show and some random dude has ever sent you a message that just says boobs and you sent him a picture of your boobs, come on the show and tell me why. Like, it's yours to do. Don't get me wrong. You have the right to do whatever you want with your body. But how the fuck does that work? that someone, some little dipshit can just send you a message that says boobs or would you suck my dick?
Hey,
and then you do it.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
God damn it. That's just.
Incidentally, he missed 100% of the shots he took.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's better to know than to not know, right?
Maybe that random girl on the internet will send me her boobs and we'll fall in love.
I just don't get it. But here, let me ask you a question. And I'm being dead serious. Don't worry about hurting my feelings. Okay. I'm secure enough in my looks to know that I'm not the worst thing in the world. But let me ask you, if you didn't know me and I sent you a message, like you were on, what is it, Tinder or Plenty of Dicks or whatever it's called?
Plenty of Dicks.
That's what I assume it's called.
Yeah.
If I sent you a message that just said, like, hey, you look awesome, let's fuck, would that work?
No.
If JD sent you that, would it work?
No.
It wouldn't work?
If I didn't know him, no.
Okay.
But what he's saying is if you were on this dating website.
Yeah.
Specifically to, you know.
Because
date,
no.
Our belief, and maybe this is a misconception, and you and Lindsay can tell us if we're wrong, but a common misconception of guys who don't look like modern day Adonises is that if you were to send a message like that, you would get turned down or just ignored. But if you were if Chris Hemsworth, a guy that looks like Chris Hemsworth gets mm-hmm. online and sends that message, you would laugh and giggle and talk to them and not turn them down immediately. Is that a misconception?
Yes.
Mandy's yeah. shaking her head
yeah.
yes too.
I don't know, like for me though, like I can't just sleep with someone I don't know. Like I have to know them pretty well. Like I can't just have hookups or like one date and I'll sleep with you.
So you don't go to Tinder?
No.
Or Plenty of Dicks?
No.
All right.
No, I actually had an online date the other day and I was like, well, I'm done for a while. It wasn't god awful or anything, but like it was just like a lunch date, but I was just like, no, this is not my thing.
I've had two online dates. Three if you count Lindsay. Because technically we did meet online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was much sweeter. That was a 10-year friendship before it finally blossomed into anything else.
Wait a minute.
It wasn't
what?
Quite, no.
It was a 20-year friendship that turned into a 2-year marriage, which then turned into a 24-year divorce. We're 70.
There's something wrong with this timeline.
But
math isn't right.
So I had two dates online, and I think I've told both stories, but just a quick reminder for key recap for people that don't know. The one who I met, she lived in Carbondale. We went on two dates. She kept trying to get me to go back to her dorm room, and I kept politely refusing because, you know, especially that age, me, I was saving myself. So I refused. And then she had me watch her webcam, which she stripped. And literally, it was a video of her taking her, because she was well endowed, and she would take her chest and play with it and do other things with her mouth. It's a long story. Her ex-boyfriend then messaged me telling me how lucky I was she was showing this to me. It turns out he watches her webcam because he bought it for her, so he has access all the time. So that date didn't go, then there was no more dates. And then the other one was right after I broke up with Vina, and this girl, at the end of the date, flat out told me, I know your type, I know your kind of people, this isn't going to work, so get it out of your head. It was a nice date, but you know, this is the end. I said, okay, fine. You know, that's cool. We had dinner. I didn't really much care for her to begin with because she was really uppity and she made me eat vegan.
Ugh. Wow.
Exactly. She then messaged me a week later and was like, why haven't you asked me out again? I don't know. You made it very fucking clear, Mandy, that you didn't want to go out with me again. It was not Mandy.
I was about to say, like, I was wondering, like, did they have the same name?
This is before Mandy and I ever met. So, yeah. Before I knew any of you, except Lindsay.
Yeah.
But we didn't know each other, biblically. So, what about your online date? Do you have some horror stories?
No, I've only ever been on one.
You've only been on just this one?
Yeah. And it wasn't awful. Like, I mean, I didn't, just wasn't.
He didn't send you a message that said, like, I'm in the bathroom with my dick out.
No.
Why don't you?
No, he was very, very polite, like, and had no, like, hidden trying to, like, never once hinted at anything. It was just like a casual date. So that was really good, but I just definitely wasn't feeling it.
What site were you on?
Coffee Meets Bagel.
That's a new one. I didn't even know that one existed.
Yeah, she told me about that one. I was like, what is Coffee Meets Bagel?
Dalton goes, I didn't even think anybody used that. I was like, well, I'm not going to get on Tinder because I know everyone just wants to fuck on that, and I don't want that.
If there's a fucking expert on online dating sites, it's Dalton Anthony.
I actually came here right after and talked to him because we had our date on Sunday. And then I was like, well, I'm right by Gaming Grounds. And I saw Dalton's car, and I was like, perfect. He's the perfect person to talk to about this.
He's the king of online dating.
I don't know. I guess I just wanted to, like, go on a date because I don't really ever have dates. I'm just like, try it. Nope.
I've been on like 3 actual dates in my entire life.
Yeah.
I really have. I don't know how to date. Lindsay, you had an interesting date for dinner. You went out with a guy just for a free lunch.
Yeah, he was harassing me at Sears and asked me if I wanted to go eat when I got afterwards. And I took that one moment of like, you know what? I'm hungry. Sure, why not?
Huh. Is he the same guy that made the website for you?
No.
Okay.
No, I would not touch that with a 10-foot pole.
But what if he looked like Chris Hemsworth?
No, it was just creepy.
All right, you guys are lying, basically. You're lying by saying that you would not.
No, this is just a bad sample size.
If I went on a couple dates,
he's really damn hot. But no, creep factors overpower all of that.
But can you be creepy if you're that good looking?
Yes.
I don't believe them, Jesse.
I feel like you guys both just got way more emotional about that than it really needed to be.
I didn't even yell on that.
I was not talking about you.
Oh, you're talking about them.
Those two, right. They're the ones
I didn't yell.
Like, well, shit, they would do anything.
Well, I don't like when people lie.
I mean, if they're really hot.
I really wish you weren't a liar right now.
I'm just such a liar. I'm just such a terrible liar, and you have trust issues.
It would definitely be like, oh man, if I had that, like, could do that. But then when I got to that moment, I probably couldn't do it unless I had hung out with them multiple times to actually get a feel for how.
See, you wouldn't just sleep with someone for looks. That's what you're telling me.
Right.
You wouldn't just see the hottest guy in the world and go, oh, he's hot, let's bang.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I would talk like that, but when it came down to it, I probably wouldn't do it.
So 95% of the internet is wrong, Jesse.
Well, yeah, because I know, like, the salty guys, that's where you always hear this. Like, the guys that are really salty online about how their experiences with online dating have gone, they always perpetuate the two rules of online dating. Be attractive. Don't be unattractive.
I mean, for online dating, though, they're going to look at your pictures, and if they don't think you're attractive, then they're not going to attempt to get to know you.
It's
probably
true. No, like
that's
two,
like
I like
human
those two
beings
rules.
Are shallow.
That's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I
it's
like
one
those
of those
two rules: be attractive, don't be unattractive.
Yeah, like that. You see that every time something comes up about like online dating on Reddit or anywhere on the internet, somebody
true,
brings up
though.
The two rules. And well, I mean, like it is true to an extent, yeah. But like there are other interpretations of don't be unattractive.
Yeah.
Like you can be like, you know, physically mediocre and still be attractive to some or to someone you're interested in.
Yeah.
Just by like being charming, like
you
know,
that's
being
assuming
a good
you get
person.
The chance to be charming though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like don't blame someone else for not finding you physically attractive. And that's what like a lot of the guys on the internet start doing.
They blame the person for them being unattractive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like if you were trying to pursue Mandy and Mandy was not interested in you, you'd be like, well, your fault for not wanting me.
It's your fault for wanting some douchebag jock fuckboy instead of a nice guy like me.
Yeah. And it's just,
if you've ever said words like that, you're not a nice guy.
Right?
Right.
Nope.
And also, that's extremely unattractive.
Yeah.
Like,
extremely.
Even outside of like your physical appearance, that's really unattractive. That is a really unattractive statement and mindset.
And that's really, yeah. I'm going to go off on a tangent, but that's really what you should look for in someone is the person that they are, not the person that they look like. And that's an age old thing.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, like you could talk about being shallow and everything else, but there has to be some level of physical attraction.
There does.
Yeah.
But you can only get so far with physical attraction.
That's true.
That's not long term.
Yeah,
that's
true. No, you know? But it definitely like opens the gate to meet that person.
Right.
And
see, you know, it's one of those things that if you're not the best looking person in the world, love can cover a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you love someone, even if they are a little out of shape or if they do have a terrible beard style, or if they wear the same vest day in, day out without sleeves because they're really warm, and if they put sleeves on, they're going to sweat like a hog. Love can cover a lot of those things.
I also think people become more attractive when you get to know them better.
I agree with that.
No, yeah. That's
and in fact,
well,
most people,
depending on their personality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are some people we know
that
definitely get more unattractive the more you know. But I agree with that. I don't care. Remember earlier when I said the hottest thing could walk through and I wouldn't give a shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I stand by that. But if I got to know her and she was nice,
mm-hmm.
I would change my mind.
Because there's been people I've been like, they're really pretty. And then like I've heard them speak to people or whatever, gotten to know. And I'm like, you are ugly as shit.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse, do you feel this way? That there are two types of people, and I'm generalizing here and I apologize, but there are two types of people. There's the people that see someone attractive and that person's immediately a 10, And then talking to them can lower that if they're not cool. And there are people that when you see somebody, they're a zero, no matter how hot they are. And then by talking to them, that's what raises their level.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely true. But at the same time, like, if you see someone and you consider them a zero, I think that pretty much eliminates almost all chances of you actually dating them.
Let me
clarify.
Zero.
When maybe, I say
maybe,
zero,
maybe say, maybe like a five.
Yeah. When I say zero, I mean that you have no, you're
like
neutral.
Attraction.
Yeah. You're neutral. Cause I know some people that see a hot person and they're immediately like on fire. Like, oh, I want that. Mm-hmm. And I know other people that will see a hot person and go, well, I don't know them. So I'm neutral to them. And if I get to know them, I might like them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm that person. I'm the neutral guy.
You know, interestingly, going back to your other thing, there is, like, humans actually can put out pheromones.
Yes. That make unattractive people attractive to certain people.
Yeah. So it's one of those deals, like, the longer you hang out with someone, if you start to find them more attractive, there actually is, like, a level of pheromones involved in that.
Yep. That's why you see, like, because occasionally you'll see people that you don't, like, why are they together?
Yeah.
You know, and that's mean, but that's what you think.
Yeah.
And that's part of it.
I mean, to be fair, like, different people also have different tastes. There are some people that are not interested in, like, a physical attraction at all.
Yeah. Like, they're attracted to intelligence or they're attracted to humor. Yeah. You know,
cause like what was, what is that? The word for that?
Liars.
Demisexual.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah. Where there's no like physical attraction to it at all. It's all just mental attraction.
Or asexual people that have no physical attraction. Yeah. Lindsay has a friend who's asexual and has no interest in like anything.
A physical relationship. It's like emotional is still fine, but yeah.
I don't get that.
They don't really have any interest in a physical relationship.
Like, sex or just, like, even cuddling or anything? Like, touch?
Anything?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to get more
elaborate
on it.
And they've dated people before, and it just wasn't, like, they liked the person a lot, but it just didn't really feel it, you know?
Some people just don't have a sex drive.
Yeah, no.
That's a thing.
And you can't, and if you're not in that position, it's really hard to understand, because I don't know about you guys, but when you're with someone you really care about, and you can be physical with them, it's just the best feeling in the world.
Yes,
we would all agree with that.
Yeah.
But is it as good as J.J. Twiggs?
Can be.
If they're not singing Gregorian chants behind you.
Oh, no. We still haven't taken Mandy to J.J. Twiggs?
Oh, I'm going to have to put a slice in your mouth. You need it.
All right.
I don't know if Mandy could finish a slice.
Allie couldn't her first time. I still have the picture of her looking at the piece of pizza, and she had
terrified.
That. It's like a porn star on the set with the first 16 inches she's ever seen. It's that look of, I can't fit that in my mouth.
It's like, where's that supposed to go?
You're putting that where?
Oh, no.
It's not big enough. Practice with this baseball bat. When you're comfortable with it, come talk to us.
Oh, my God.
This is your homework for the weekend.
That's a. Were you not here? You weren't here last week.
Yeah,
were you?
She was here.
You were.
Yeah.
We talked about, right. About big dick problems. Yeah,
we talked about big dicks, and then taught her about Dracula.
I forgot about Dracula.
This show gets really weird, man.
Yeah, we talk. We have a lot of
it's my education hour. Apparently,
interesting topic.
Not education you want.
We're just giving you ideas for the next little fitty production.
Dracula dead and hung.
Who wants to be the main actor?
That's always Dalton, isn't it? That's,
well,
I
no,
that was the
this
bit.
One requires a huge
dick. You might be getting cut off the payroll for this.
Because the tagline is, stake him in the heart before he stakes you in the ass.
That was actually pretty clever.
You
I'll
write
give that
the
one
script
to you.
For me?
What's that?
You want to write the script for me?
Yes.
All right, let's do
I've
it.
Always wanted to get into that business.
Do it.
Yeah.
You can be the writer of Little Fitty Productions. Add that to your bio.
People will see me on the set and they'll be like, are you in this scene? And Mandy starts laughing.
Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
He's the writer.
Not going to say it.
Say it. It's fine. We're all joking. If it's funny, I'll appreciate it.
What I was going to say is he's there to make the main star look more attractive.
Fucking JD's in every movie. How am I supposed to make my name known?
JD, if you get a call.
I hope JD doesn't listen to the Thursday show.
Man, if JD's in the movie, though, Manny's going to ditch the directing job. Like, I'm acting in this one.
I'm actually. All right, so
turn off the cameras.
Actress couldn't make it tonight. She's tied up in the back.
Oh, we forgot to hire
I
got to
sub in. The show must go on.
Well, JD's supposed to be in the couple scenes with different women. I'm playing all the parts. She just has a line of wigs. By Mimi Coden Wigs, by the way. Get your wigs from Mimi. All right, we're out of time. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
So, Jesse, nerd up. You know I'm going to ask. What do we got planned? Anything?
Me? I'll be back on it.
Yep, Mandy's going to be there. Mandy's finally back.
Awesome.
Rick and Morty, they had the thing tonight.
Live stream. Shit.
They have a live stream going right now, yeah. Lindsay is
gauntlets thrown down.
She's one of a few people that do not appreciate that show.
That's because the Scarecrow ruined it for her.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Oh. I will blame it entirely on that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough.
I did, too, until I saw the Meeseeks episode.
Oh, I will say I like that episode. I will give them credit for that one.
Everybody likes the Meeseeks episode.
I have not seen any other episode I like, though.
You haven't really seen that many, though, to be fair.
There's so many.
We're from
ones.
A different era of the 12-ounce mouse.
Yes.
That's that. Anyway.
What did you do?
I do it all. I did it. It's done.
God damn 12-ounce mouse. No, and then we finally got the first Inhumans trailer.
Heard about that.
It was.
It sure is, man.
It sure is. We'll talk about it more on Sunday. Oh, and the Jumanji trailer. We might talk a little bit about that because that's interesting.
Are you going to bitch about the Super Nintendo Classic?
Which part?
The it's coming out and you're not going to get it part. That I mean, pre-orders are already over like $400 on eBay.
What?
Yeah, because it went up for pre-order and I didn't even know.
None of us did.
Did you see that Canada? Apparently, we need to talk to Josh and Alan. They actually
you mean from the Press Start to Join show?
Those guys, that show.
Yeah. Hey.
Because apparently in Canada, I don't know if it's Canada or Australia because it was EB Games, which it only exists at this point in Canada and Australia.
In the free countries.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. No. The better countries.
Yeah, because we want to move to Canada one day.
Oh, Justin Trudeau, save me.
Please. I'm going to Australia.
All right. You can have Australia.
Watch I'll out for the it. Criminals and Jesse's dad.
That's fine. I have a buff Asian that'll protect me.
A buff Asian? What the shit?
With an Australian accent.
I don't know what he's going to do against the 9 different kinds of spiders that are just going to try and kill you.
He's apparently he's going to flex his pecs at him. He's scared the spiders away.
He's in the army too. It's fine.
Then anyway. A bunch of snakes. That means you're going to spend a lot of time alone.
Just don't go outside.
They he's got a Famicom style SNES mini in Canada.
Oh, it's in Canada too?
Because
I saw the Famicom one.
It's really, either Canada or Australia, one of the two.
Really weird. They took out Super Punch-Out. They took out, was it Super Punch-Out and a couple of Earthbound. They took off Earthbound and they give
I
you.
Didn't know Earthbound was in it.
Yeah, Earthbound's on the American one.
Oh, wow.
But they give you Tetris Attack.
I like Ooh, Tetris Attack.
Ooh, you spoiled me. All right, that's Sunday on Nerd Up. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great show.
I want to direct you guys also, by the way, to patreon.com/podzilla1985 and give us money.
Have you plugged that on PWU?
Yes, yep. We plugged it last night. And Asa did the money, please, which was just great. If you want to donate and support the show, we absolutely appreciate it. You can go over there to do that. Make sure you check out podzilla1985.com. Listen to all the old episodes. Catch up. Check us out on iTunes.
Ooh.
I also want to say, because this is the last show we get to do this month, and I'm proud to say, biggest month in PZ85 history again. This month, you guys, we're just getting more and more, and we appreciate it so much. I'm doing the Trump thing again, motherfucker. Gotta stop doing the hand signals. Hand gestures, sorry.
Yeah, his hand gestures, they're very similar to Trump's, and it's very disconcerting.
It really, because I study the motherfucker like a detective. But yeah, biggest month of Podzilla history, the most listens we've ever had again this month. Thank you guys so much for the support. We love you so, so much. Also, you can go to redbubble.com and tell them to fuck themselves.
Oh, do we not have Redbubble stuff anymore?
We do, but who the fuck
no
wants
one
to,
goes there.
Who wants to buy a $40 t-shirt?
Yeah, I haven't found 40 a cheaper bucks one now? Yet. So.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Have they always been 40?
SEMO Imprints. We need to talk to them. They're the ones that do CCW shirts.
We just have to do it in bulk.
Yeah, but if we have, like, if we do a small order of a couple different shirts, I think it'll work.
We need to get that new PZ85 logo on our shirt. I'd buy that.
Oh, it's such a good logo. Thank you to Jesse Kimball for doing that, for making that logo. That was really good. It replaced our old one. If you
haven't
seen
it, someone would replace my Photoshop, maybe I could fix things.
He didn't use Photoshop. He used Vector.
Gimp.
So that means I'll have one of the only old shirts.
That's
what?
True.
Yeah, you got a classic.
You and Kevin Schenkelberg.
I have two. I have a baseball team.
Oh, and
the orange one.
One of the guys from Press Start to Join.
I was about to say Josh.
Yeah, from PS2J.
I think it's Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, go listen to their newest episode. I don't know if it's the newest one, but it was posted very recently. It's a Final Fantasy episode.
Yeah, it was one of their History of Gaming episodes.
Really, really good. Fantasy. Can't praise
Did you listen
enough.
To the Blizzard episode?
No, Dalton told me about it, and I need to go back and listen to that, because they do a good job.
I literally thought of you when it was the Blizzard one. I was like, and Jesse.
If we can find some way to get Press Start to Join on the Podzilla 1985 network.
Right.
Oh, would that step on Nerd Up's toes, though?
A little bit. Their weekend show is very similar to ours.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they do cover different stuff. Like, the video games is pretty much the big overlap.
Right.
Cause they go with, like, hardware stuff. They do a few other things. Like, their Wednesday show is very different from anything we do.
Right.
And especially, like, their history of gaming is something we don't do at all.
I just think it'd be fun to do a podcast with them.
Oh, yeah. We still have to play Heroes of the Storm with them, too.
Or
Overwatch. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Snap.
I also want to give a quick plug to, Villainous Grounds for no reason other than I started drinking their milkshakes recently. That's the best freaking milkshake I've ever
had. Their smoothie's really good.
Everything they do is good.
Yeah.
I saw and I really want to try this. They have a cold brew hot chocolate.
Yes, I heard about that. I want to
try
that.
You want to try that hot brew cold chocolate?
Yes.
Nope. I don't know.
Cold brew hot chocolate?
Because half of my thing of liking hot chocolate is that it's hot.
I want to try it. But don't you like chocolate milk?
I was about to say, I wonder if it just tastes like chocolate milk.
Right? Yeah, what about chocolate milk? I want it. I want it. I want it.
And
I want
also,
dinner.
We're going. One last thing. Cape Championship Wrestling anniversary tickets go on sale tomorrow at, I believe, 5 or 6 p.m. Go to capewrestling.com to check that out. You're not going to want to miss this show. Jesse, guess who's going to be at this show?
Who's going to be at this show, buddy?
Billy Gunn.
Who?
From D-Generation X.
Oh, okay.
Badass Billy Gunn. The one Billy Gunn. He's the ass man. Yes, he's an ass man. He'll be at the show. You got to get those tickets starting tomorrow at capewrestling.com. We're also going to have some here at Gaming Grounds. You can come in and pick up some general admins here. So thank you guys for listening. Once again, biggest month ever. You guys rock. Thank you so much. We'll see you Sunday on Nerd Up. Mandy.
Yep.